post Monaco review, Dan, Neil, and Sean. Neil, get into it. The lineup is quite strong. Curtis and Mission's probably the only major thing that catches your eye. Although I could make an argument that Kirker's not starting and not coming on for as long as he does in the game is maybe also worth a shout, and also Rio and Gamawa, if we're sort of pondering how important he's going to be for Liverpool this season. I think the other thing it highlights as well is just how thin the midfield is when you take another midfielder out of that squad, and the fact that Endo comes on and is used at centre-back later on is something that we'll probably get into. I just want to talk about the first five attempts because there's so much in it.
Yep.
Liverpool almost get in from kickoff, and you know, you think about the sort of attritional nature of the Premier League and how it's become, it's a pass backwards, which followed by another pass sidewards and then a pass forwards is quite it was a beautiful sight, to be honest. I was struck by it. I felt like framing it in some way.
More happens in the first 15 minutes of the game than I think happened at Anfield since the March international break. Football happens before your eyes en masse. And both sets of players, and they decide, marshalled by Eric Dier, which came as a bit of a shock to me, they decide they're pushing that line, Monaco, and it's and part of what... And the playing out. And it's part of what leads to what is a genuinely end-to-end first 15 minutes where lots and lots is going on. Tactical stuff's going on. You're seeing Frimpong follow Golovkin all over the pitch, which I don't think Jeremy Frimpong was delighted about, but committed to wholeheartedly. You've got, therefore, that Kumas is often left with the entire flank. There's so much Isak testing their line in the first 15. As you say, we nearly get in, they nearly get in, and that's 3 minutes. That's 3 minutes on the clock. It was quite the explosion of association football. And I'm, you know, I'm glad the public got to be there for it, Dan.
I mean, I agreed. I mean, bring back Match of the Day for the friendly alone. So my notes for the first 5 or 10. Yeah, we almost get in from kickoff. Frimpong ends up leading a corner counter attack. Monaco are being quite willing and proactive in terms of their play out, but we're pressing in that three and Kumas is right up on Dier. I think the other thing really of note, and this probably weaves into more of the first half, is just with Virgil back there, you realise how important winning first balls is going to be for this team, and you know how much they're able to sort of squeeze and condense the pitch if those two centre-halves, whoever they are, over the course of the season, are able to win to the first header, in either side of the centre-half position.